are Rodney Fournier, our first selectman. We also had David Caruso, who is the new superintendent of schools in a few weeks. And online, we have our current superintendent of schools, Kristen Heck. We have Jim Rupert available online, Jill Collins. And let's see who else, Mary, our clerk. And we have some members of the public, it looks like Amanda Balboni and Ashley Pajoli. So we can get started with public participation. If there is anybody from the public, we don't have anybody from the public in person in the room. So if anybody online wants to speak, you can raise a hand literally or through the software. Now, I am not seeing anybody raising their hand, so we will continue on with item three on the agenda, which is approval of minutes. And it's probably easier if we just do each set of minutes separately, and we'll start with the March tw minutes for the regular meeting of March 20th. March 20 is in there.
Right.
April 3rd and
yep, they're all there.
March
and
27, March 27, yeah, they're out of sequence.
Just a bit out of sequence, yeah. But they're there.
They're there. So we'll start, as I said, with the minutes for March 20.
Mr. Chairman, I move the adoption of the minutes of the March 20th meeting as presented.
Okay, so I have a motion by Bob Mora to accept the minutes as presented. Do I have a second on that? And then we can discuss any changes that are required. Seconded by Amanda Gordon. So discussion, any corrections, updates? And I'm going to try to scoot us along through this meeting because it's a potential to be a long night, and we also have a relatively short time frame to get things ready for a public hearing because of the intervention of Easter. Minutes are printed two-sided.
Yep.
So I don't think things were cut off. Should note that this marks Tyler Egner's debut in chairing a meeting.
Yes. Looks like there's no comments.
No comments? Okay. Then I will entertain a vote to approve the minutes as presented. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
That was, I presume, Ashley, as in Phelan?
Correct.
Okay. And then I'm abstaining. I'm actually non-voting member. Any nays? So then it passes unanimously by all voting. Oh, Chris, you voted yes. Okay, so then it's approved. Actually, Chris, you weren't at the meetings then, were you?
I was not.
So then you might want to abstain unless you found something like a paragraph or like a typo or something that you could contribute just because you weren't present at the meetings.
No, I will abstain.
Okay. You certainly can participate tonight, but there's just it's a good point that was brought up. Thank you. So we have one abstention by Chris, and then it's unanimous by the other voting members of the board present. So we can move on to the meeting minutes for March 27.
Move. Mr. Chairman, move the adoption of the minutes of March 27th as presented.
So we have a motion by Bob Mora to accept minutes as presented, seconded by Amanda Gordon. Discussion. This is our, again, another special meeting. Minutes. And I'm going to just try to make sure we have on the agenda to approve the previous meeting's minutes so we don't have them pile up like we did tonight. I was going to say, I just want to thank Mary for doing a good job for summarizing our rather convoluted discussions.
And she does it in brevity. So
yes. If only the meetings were as short and to the point as our minutes are. You don't have to agree that quickly, Mary.
Yes, those are good too.
Any other questions or comments? I'm not seeing any hands raised online or in the room, so I will entertain the voting on this. So all those in favor of approving the minutes of our March 27 meeting as is, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
So I see Ashley Phelan.
Yeah, I'll abstain. I was not at that meeting.
Okay. So then we have two abstentions and the remainder of the voting members voted aye. So it's approved with no negative votes. So we can now move on to the minutes of our special meeting of April 3rd.
I move the adoption, Mr. Chairman, of the special meeting Thursday, April 3rd, as presented.
Do I have a second? Okay, so we have a motion and a second to of the minutes as is, approve them as is, and the motion's made by Bob Morris, seconded by Amanda Gordon. And I am not seeing hands raised in the room or questions. Yes, Ashley.
Rhea.
Yeah. Sorry.
Did you say April 3rd?
Thursday, April 3rd, yes.
Oh, do you not have them?
They're not in sequence.
They might have gotten lost.
Or you might not have gotten one.
Is there another one? Because I don't think, well, that's okay. I just don't. Yeah, just look at it. Okay.
You need a copy for Rand?
That's this one, though.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, I read it. I'm good.
He's there, so. Yeah, it's fine. He's mine.
Okay. Okay. Any other questions, comments, observations? I am not seeing anything online from folks or in the room. Are you all set, Rhea? I know you didn't have to.
Yeah.
Okay, I just want to make sure I wasn't calling for a vote before you had a chance.
No.
Okay, then I will. Oh, what?
Nope, keep going.
Okay, I'll throw a call for a vote then. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
And so it is, I have votes from the members present here. And Chris, you're abstaining?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So then we have all the members. We have one abstention and the other members of the board, voting members of the board voted.
Can we reopen that one? Because I think we missed something.
Okay.
So I think.
Do we have a motion to revisit this item?
I'll make a motion to revisit the minutes from April 3rd.
Okay.
For
a potential correction.
Sure, I'll second.
Okay, so we have a motion made and a second to reopen this item.
So on 3C on the back, I think we changed the April 17th to the 15th. Right? We added a...
We did.
Week, right?
I missed that. I missed this thing.
You did.
Yes, that's right. Correct. We had to move that to the 15th.
In order to get it done on time. I only noticed it because then I
no, I
looked at the file on the 17th. I'm like, how can we have a meeting on the
17th? We've been looking at so many different meeting numbers.
So it should be April 15th.
If it was.
There's a special meeting April 15th.
Yes.
You can sign
15. You can
play time.
No, the...
That's so on 3C, the second date on there should be changed from April 17th to April 15th and be referred to as the special meeting.
Right?
Right. Yeah. Also okay. Move.
So that you don't need a motion.
Don't just, you still have the 17th meeting scheduled?
I don't think you should. Yeah. Yes, because it's a regular. We added.
Now that is right? True.
Change it.
So we do have the 17th still, so we would just add in. I'm sorry about that, Mary. Right.
The 17th is a regular meeting.
Yeah.
So we have to add a special meeting on the 15th and leave the regular meeting on the 17th.
Yeah. April 15th, special meeting.
Yep.
And just make sure your taxes are paid before you come to the meeting.
Yeah.
You're rushing until midnight.
All right.
Sorry.
Okay.
So we'll move to add under April 10th. April 15th.
I don't think we need another motion. Just the.
Okay. You did the correction. I'll move. We go forward with the correction as the chair presented.
Any further?
I'll second.
Okay. Yeah, you're right. We do because we just made a motion to open it. So now we're going to do the changes. So any further discussion on any changes? I'm not seeing any. So all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, abstentions. So I think Chris is abstaining and everybody else voted yes, who was a voting member. So it passed. And life goes on. Let's go on to our ongoing business. And at our last meeting, we had taken a look at 2025, and we had estimated, if I recall correctly, was it our, we looked at the revenues and expenditures.
Mm-hmm.
So if we want to get those, Jill, would you be able to bring those back up on the screen, what we did for guesstimating for our closeout of 2025, and then we can go on from there to... what do we think 2026 is going to look like based on, you know, how we spent historically and what we think may be different coming up in the upcoming fiscal year? And again, I was just going to say my caution to the team would be to estimate on the low side for revenue and on the higher side for expenses, because I'd rather bring things into alignment with less of a tax, you know, property tax obligation for the taxpayers of the town, as opposed to coming up with a surprise where we have to go for more. And just the way the budget process is structured, you can't increase it later. So we're safer to be mm-hmm. conservative with, you know, our expenditures and revenues.
And Jill, you didn't send us a new spreadsheet since the last meeting, right?
No, I did not.
Okay. Just want
to
make sure.
So, do you want me to bring up last one or one that I revised with new revenues in it?
Why don't you bring up the one that you revised with the new revenues in it?
Okay.
That would be better.
Yeah.
Because there's no point in looking at the old one if you changed it. Because I know we had some gaps in available right. information.
So, I put them in yellow, the new numbers, the changed numbers, I should say, from last week. Can everybody see it or should I make it larger?
Pretty big.
Yeah.
It's what? What question?
I'm just going to get the right input to see.
Oh, it's sat over here.
Okay.
No, this is very visible up on the screen.
Yep.
Yeah. Can we go through each of those one by one, Joe?
Yep.
So each one that changed, or
Yeah,
each
each one of the
yes,
ones you
and you could
changed.
explain, you know, the what
Well,
prompted the change.
what we actually have booked for.
oh, okay.
So the only the one in yellow, and I went only to what we have right now. I didn't change motor vehicles, because even though we had more than we did last week, it's not above what you had already picked for a revised, or you said wanted it to stay at the same figure.
Correct.
So the only ones that were increased were the tax revenues that we actually received more revenues with in.
Okay.
And then
Seven.
I re-looking at my information, the motor vehicle for next year, I used our last year's tax mill rate instead of the cap, so I had to revise that number.
A question from Tyler Jill about what was the cap?
3246, I believe, right, Amanda?
Yeah.
Okay. And we originally, well, our mill rate for last year was 3274.
Yes. I'm just
So the
updating my
3246 cap. By the state, okay.
Correct.
Turning over that deal.
Gotcha. Okay, and that's set individually, like for each town.
No, it's set across the
That's
state.
across the board. So
Yep.
any town over that,
yeah,
and it's charger. Also
interesting.
interesting. Okay,
And then if we do go over their cap, then we don't receive any benefit for that from the state until the following year, because it's always a year behind.
okay.
And subject to whatever changes they make in the legislation governing it.
So just those four numbers, and
So those were the only four on the revenue side, Jill.
the one.
Correct.
What's the header for column G? Is that the FY26?
Correct.
And you dropped that one. Why?
Dropped what? Why?
To 160.
Because I used 3274, not 3246.
Oh, to get the estimate of what it'll be. Okay.
Well, that is the grand list number t times the 94% times the cap number, cap mill rate.
Oh, right. Because what we do will have no bearing on it, right? Four, five, four. Okay. I'm good.
Any other questions? I guess we can scroll down a little further just to look at the other info.
I didn't have anything highlighted for FY25 that we needed to look at.
No, I don't think I don't recall that. I think more of this was, well, the only thing we had some discussion that we're still waiting on information was some of the unexpended revenue for the end of this fiscal year.
Were there any changes in the Board of Ed grants for this year?
Kristen Heck.
Not that I'm
Question.
not that we know.
Okay.
Yeah, we did change our anticipation of what we would earn
The interest.
and the interest. I think that's a fair number.
Yep.
So
I
I'm
can't
trying to read from a distance.
I'm trying to look at her bottom line.
Turn light off.
I've got a
No,
different
that's all right.
eight two
Finance
six,
Committee
though something's off here.
surplus number.
Where?
Is that 1,477,000?
I don't
We're
have the
just
same numbers as Jill.
having a
You're not going
discussion,
to.
Jill.
So the
No, I
950,000 plus the 527,402,77 is going to be your 1,477,402,77. The 950,000 was what you decided to go with for surplus from 94, geez, oh, primity, 24.
Yes.
And
yeah,
then
that.
The revision from the increase in revenues is the $527,000 number. So that is going to be your number that you start out with surplus.
Right. And I'm saying,
and then you're,
my numbers
it's not going to be the same as your number because things have changed. Oh, I'm sorry. So,
no, I tried to make the changes you did to try and so that I'm looking at the same thing, but my bottom line for FY25 doesn't line up with yours. So I'm trying to figure out.
So maybe we need to go through line by line.
Or if you can just email me your copy, then I don't have to worry about.
I can do that. I mean,
I just like the checks and balances of having two people do it.
No,
and
I, I can do that.
Okay, I'll open my email.
Just tell me when you want me to move down a little more. Oh, so, and another reason why is because we had the $25,000 in the wrong. We had it in 26. It's got to be in 25.
Which 25?
The 25,000 contingency.
Oh, for
fund.
The contingency.
Yeah. So that was, you will be off too, Amanda, with your numbers.
All right. Well, I guess I'm just going to look on at yours then, because I don't even remember where I put the contingency.
It was, we had it over in 26, and I looked at him like, that doesn't belong there. Got
yeah,
it
that's
25.
Correct.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the year, that's what's left over is expended revenue that we can use for the reduction, you know, for next year.
Technically, it's not revenue. It's unexpended expenditures, but
yeah.
it's a way to get it to
it's
move.
An offset.
With,
it's an offset.
Correct. Correct.
Okay.
Now I know that Jim Rupert did put out a note requesting the various town, the various Board of Selectmen budget centers to send in their estimates, and that just went out at the beginning of the week. So I don't know who was able to respond because they're supposed to respond by Friday.
I've got responses of about $25,000 a day.
Okay.
For what? Sorry.
For funds remaining at the end of the fiscal year.
What we're anticipating.
25,000?
Yeah.
Well, that's not what everybody reporting in, but.
Yeah. So do we want to put that in as a temporary placeholder?
Jim, you're comfortable with that?
That's a safe number.
Okay. Yes.
Because you haven't heard from anybody else. And if this number needs to be revised, hopefully you've added some other on top of it when you hear from the other groups.
It's always good to go up, to disaster to go down. So,
yeah.
Okay.
Right.
That's what I said.
We won't need to go down from there.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
And then Kristen Hecht, anything from Board of Ed or no?
Last. The Board of Education committed $150,000 last night.
Okay.
So I can't remember what the last, I should know off the top of my head, but the last finance, oh, I have the
last. Last year?
Last year.
No, the last meeting. Our last meeting. The estimated budget balance was going to be 405,000 from the Board of Ed.
Can I speak to this a little bit? So,
yes, please,
unless Ashley or Rhea wants to do it.
Nope, go right ahead. Thanks, Kristen.
Okay. All right. So, in the report that you're going to get for next week's meeting, we're looking at a balance of 435,000. You will also be made aware that transfers were made in the amount of $120,245 The first transfer is for $33,745, and that is to complete the replacement of the 1990s blinds at Bolton Center School. We replaced about a third of them back in 2022 with some operating funds. The other part is $86,500, and both of these are from salaries and benefits. The first one was to operations, and the next one is to instructional technology. The instructional technology, we had planned for a 7-year replacement of desktop devices because they generally have a long shelf life. However, and that would have put this replacement in our FY27 budget. And I believe I've shared this previously that Microsoft announced that the Windows 11 upgrade piece, right? So we had no choice. That's like an emergency thing for us. We've got to get them replaced. And to be honest, it's potentially possible there will be a 30% increase on the price that we have right now due to the tariff. So that's a stay tuned.
Yep.
So that's one piece. And then
so it's, Kristen, just to correct what you were saying, it's basically the you're getting rid of the computers and such that are not capable of being upgraded to Windows 11 because Windows 10 is no longer supported at the, you know, in October of this year, correct? Correct.
Yeah, okay. And we made some other changes to some different devices in the libraries and not as many. And that was, you know, we kind of streamlined how many we actually had with Novus's help. And there'll be explanation of that. You'll see next week.
Yeah.
And so that brings the budget balance to $314,755. The Board of Ed just made a commitment of $150,000. We have a projected transfer at this point in time to cover our food service fund deficit of $80,000. That brings our revised projected balance to $84,755. And that's without anything else going wrong, gang.
Got it. Yep. Thank you.
And those were all items that you had mentioned to us as being challenges. And I know, especially with the IT stuff, we need to do it just so that we stay compliant for our insurance.
Which was the food service?
Food service, Kristen.
Sorry. 80,000 at this is what we're projecting right now, Rodney.
Yeah, okay.
And I will just share for everyone's understanding, we are in the process of putting together an RFP, which is a very lengthy and difficult process because we have to do it with the state to go out to see if a food service company will bid and will kind of take over our food services. And we are also simultaneously, because what if we're small, it's possible nobody bids on us, also going out for a part-time food service director. So we're working on it.
Any other comments or questions?
How long are we doing with 175?
Yep. So, Jill, could you show us the bottom lines down there, the literal bottom lines again?
The lower level.
200. Including contingency? You were not talking about contingency?
Sorry.
You weren't including contingency in
it.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I was like, where's your math? Nothing. What's about 2? Okay, now our numbers line up. Yay. I like that.
Okay.
And so that's a difference of 72,402 from last year. Or from the we've added in theory 702,000 to the adopted budget for this year. And Jill, just so I can update the the revenues. These are revenues as of what day? Today?
Yep.
Okay.
That's what's recorded.
Okay, perfect.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the amount, that 702, that could be carried forward.
No, 702. No, no, no. It's 702 plus the 950.
Oh, okay, so it's the one. It's 1,000,000.
1,652,402.77.
In previous years or in other years, has the amount carried forward been similar to this?
Bill, Tyler's got a question. I don't know if you can hear.
Well, right now it's all a guess because the audit isn't done. So similar, it at times it has been this amount or around this amount or more or less. It's hard to answer.
No, I'm committal there.
If you're looking, it's not an average, sort of median. Okay. So based upon less
than 1 and 2.
Well,
yeah.
It's not a disaster, but it's not a home run. Okay.
Last year was 1,071,837.
But so that was what was left over. So let me bring up the other form now. But it's not going to be right because I haven't made these changes to it. So can you see this one? The new form?
Not yet.
Okay.
No,
so this number is going to change. But
we're still seeing your Excel, Jill.
Well, this is an Excel too. You're still seeing revenue?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Hold on. Let me just.
That's the best way to do it.
While she's pulling that up, I think it's probably important, and maybe Bobby and Ross can give a little history lesson to Tyler about we've been in this pattern of giving back money to support the following year's budget for certainly as long as I've been here. And I can remember Bob Monroe at my first finance meeting back in 2012 talking about it had been about 20 years prior to me getting here. So maybe just explain that a little. I don't know.
I mean, the give backs from each board have been getting smaller.
Well,
that's for sure.
Well, the give this that should be for two reasons. One, I can speak on the board of selectmen side. Over the years, we've worked to one, tighten our projections for the future. I mean, you look by actually going back and looking at the past and see, because quite frankly, when we started going back, what we saw was not to babble on, but you could see certain departments always seem to have significant surpluses. Well, that tells you that you're not budgeting correctly. Not that anybody was making a mistake, because those funds were not used, they were turned back.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So as we've gone forward, this is shrinking because we're better at doing that. And there isn't that much room to play around with. And the other thing that's messing everybody up is cost of electricity that we've, had been somewhat stable, now seems to be shooting at a high rate. That's one of the things. And I'm sure there's other items in the budgets that do that simply aren't a normal inflationary increase and decrease, just over and above. So factor those together, they're tighter and tighter. And if we're budgeting correctly, the return should be lower, lower. And doubtful about where we are now. I think there's a limit to what you can actually do, but I think you're going to be closer to this, 200,000, 300,000, 500,000 number than you are the ones we've had, 1,000,007s. But those were extraordinary cases.
So last year,
For Tyler to understand that volatility that we have to some degree in the Board of Education's budget with special education, because we do not budget placeholders, which is what pretty much every other district does, because we have the agreement that if we have if we cannot meet our special education needs because needs change, then we go for an ask to the finance committee. So we've had to do that a couple of times over the last 12 years. So that's a piece, and we've been confronted like now with the computer piece, and we've had a lot of things break this year, along with now utilities going up.
And this is a matter of like, all of us have to do this. And I'll just give a simple example for the registrars. What the registrars do is they have to budget for the possibility of an audit of, you know, at least one election or a recount or recanvass, as it's called. There's a 5% chance of each of those happening. And they're basically as expensive as an election because you have to pull everybody back together who worked the election and recount everything, either by hand or by the machine. So if you don't put those in, then you're scrambling to go find $20,000 if we happen to get hit, you know, with those. Yeah. Same thing with the number of referenda. We all have to plan on what is a reasonable worst case scenario, not an end of the world scenario, but a typical, this is what could typically happen. And so we all have to do it because we have a dinky little contingency fund, which really won't cover any of this stuff. So this is why we have some padding in the budgets. I won't really call it padding, but it's there to cover contingency so you don't have to go out to the people and ask for more revenue, you know, mid-year in order to provide, you know, the basic services that people are expecting.
But this is actually better than we were anticipating, because this carryover amount is more than we had last year. Last year we had a big carryover because we drastically under budgeted for interest because we didn't know.
Yes.
So we ended up having revised revenue of like $400 and $400,000.
It's a good problem to have.
Right. But
this year,
and so this year you see that we have an increase in revised revenue for taxes of $216,000, but that's largely offset by our liability for the taxes because of the overpayment issue.
Yep.
So
it's all a balancing act, and the people get their money back one way or another, whether it's through, you know, it's taken the overages that we have left, the unspent funds are applied to next year's budget, or you just reduce what our variability, you know, the excess that we encounter each year, and they get less next year, but guess what? You got the break this year. So it's
this year, this year, like with how close the boards are coming in, next year's carryover amount, it's going to be like non-existent,
especially with the interest.
Unless positive things happen that we can't foresee, which you never know. I mean, it's like the largest portion of the town on the, I hate to use town and board of ed, but on that side of the budget is the highway budget and snow and winter removal. And you can guess, but if you guess wrong, you're talking tens of thousands of dollars of correction. So you have to plan sort of on an average basis.
Right.
And if you have you can have a mild winter, but you can be out all the time and still use it. So if you get lucky, you can return $20,000-$30,000.
And for my years of doing this here and also in project budgets and when I was employed, you're more likely to be fairly accurate in the aggregate, and you will tend to be off on individual smaller parts of the budget because that's where the variability comes from. And then it averages out, you know, for the bigger picture. And you're usually closer with that. And that's another reason to leave a little extra in there because of things like that. Things come up and hit one department that don't hit another. So you have something in there to move around to cover it with, again, the purpose being to avoid asking in mid-year for supplemental revenue through, you know, additional taxes.
Do we want to vote on the revised FY25 revenue?
I guess that might be a good question. If people feel comfortable, you know, we could just ask that. Why don't you make a motion and we'll have a discussion?
Let me make sure I have the right number. I think I do. Can you pull up?
Yeah, can you pull the numbers up again, right, Jill?
I'll make a motion that we approve the revised revenue for this current fiscal year 2025 in the amount of 24 million $1,632.77.
Do I have a second for that?
Sure.
So, motion made by Amanda, seconded by Bob Mora. Discussion. I think we already had the discussion. So,
I mean,
we can always revise it
again next week if we want to, but I don't
have to, right? Yeah.
If we have to, we'll want to or get something amazing that happens.
Right. Plus or minus. Yeah.
So I'm not seeing any discussion. I don't have the names up. So again, it's hard. I'm trying to save screen space here. And so I can't always show or see everybody who is attending in Zoom. So I just ask folks, just shout out if you, because I don't always have you up on the screen because it covers Jill's numbers. So I'll entertain a vote. All those in favor of approving the projected revenue. Difference, you know, supply, not revenue, the unexpended, well, it's unexpended funds. No.
It's revised revenue.
Revised revenue.
There we go.
Aye.
Oh, aye. Signified by saying aye.
Oh, yes.
So, aye. So I got aye. Chris and Ashley online. Everybody else here who's a member of the committee signified by saying aye. So I'm not voting. So then it's unanimous by the voting members. So we can do 26 revenue, or do you want to go and do 20? Well, we're all done with expenditures too for 25. So we can go on to 26 then.
Do we get anything from Kara for the line 17? Oh.
There was a couple of lines. Items that we had questions for.
Yeah, for 21 and 22.
We need to go back, Jill, to the
utility polls
spreadsheet. Yeah.
Can you please? Oh,
there we go.
I was trying to get it.
All right. Yeah, we had the question that you said the utility poles, Tyler.
Which was, the line 17.
Is it the frontier? Is that frontier?
Yeah. So did we hear from Kara what she thought that was going to be? Did anybody ask Kara?
I thought Jim was going.
Jim did ask Kara, but she did not respond to the question, what about next year? She just talked about what it was, but didn't tell us what it would be next year.
Okay.
Well, what it currently is, right?
So what it currently is close to 70,000.
Yep.
Right.
You wouldn't anticipate it to go down.
So I think it the worst case would be to leave it as is at about 70,000.
Yeah, I would.
Since we don't have anything to say that it's, we don't have any specific information, and I can't imagine it would go down to the.
Yeah.
So we're using the 69,860.
Or just round it to 70.
70,000.
Yeah.
Because these are all estimates, so I don't think we can really be that precise.
And then we wanted to potentially look at interest on investment again. And I had highlighted the rental line item as well. Because we were going to check on the, Jim was just going to double check on the actuals for the rentals for CBC, YWCA, and the Heritage Farm Field for next year. So that's. So
I don't remember having a conversation about the fields, honestly.
I don't recall that either.
They were all those were but the three line contracts. Items that are included in that revenue.
Oh, are they? Oh,
I didn't. Okay, so you're saying under rental?
Yeah.
Okay, because I don't recall specifically mentioning them, but if they are part of rental, then we should make sure that's included or whatever our estimate is.
Well, we have that.
That's easy enough. Contract. Oh, yeah. It's on the contract, so whatever it is.
I can't remember.
It was only a couple $1,000.
Oh, it is.
It's like nine. Six. Was it six or nine?
I think for Heritage Farm, it was somewhere between $7,000 and $10,000.
You're right. Yeah, it was just, and then there's Larry's.
And that one's not a lot.
No. That one isn't.
And the YWCA is $13,800.
Yeah.
I'm just confirming that's the number.
Yep.
Okay.
Thank you.
And do we know what CVC is going to be for next year? I know that was like
questionable if they're even going to be around much longer.
Well, Joe can probably tell you what we're getting per month right now. Can you look that up, Joe?
Yeah, but it'll take me a couple minutes because I'm not in Tyler. Give me a couple minutes, though.
I can tell you, I don't believe the rent is going up for next year.
No.
So if we use the monthly rental now, that will give us a close number.
It would be around $10,000 a year.
Oh, it's over $1,000 a month.
Well, then that would mean
I think it's 1224, but I'm not positive.
That sounds close, Jill, to 1200 a month.
Give me 1 second.
Minus 12,024. So that would mean the fields one is 8,750. That makes sense.
We said, yeah, that's what we thought it was.
So I say we just leave it at the where it is, 34,500.
That's a safe number.
I would agree. I would agree that that's a safe number.
And do we want to leave the 400 as 400?
Where? The one up above for interest? I think it's a safe number. Or do you think you should go lower?
That's the one thing I was thinking about. If we have...
If you have a recession, it ain't going to go up.
They're holding steady right now.
We have it, what, was it 350?
You can't predict.
We can't predict tomorrow, let alone.
We'll go there.
Well, no, I'm just saying you're at a mature economic cycle is the way that they put it when I talk to my advisors at Fidelity for my money. And that's typically, you know, where you want to be a little bit more cautious on, you know, what you think the stock market's going to do or interest rates, just because it's in a mature end of the economic, you know, cycle. So it's getting to the point where the odds of, you know, a recession in the next 2 years are greater than the odds of not having one. And again, that's just odds. It's guessing. It doesn't mean that's what's going to happen. It's just based on typically what happens when you're at this point in an economic cycle.
And we lowered it by 150,000. So
what? No, we didn't.
Did we draw the 350?
No,
400.
Oh, I'd written 350.
Yeah, because we were guessing it was going to be 480 by the time this year ended.
Yeah.
And then we were assuming it's going to be lower interest rates.
375.
All right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think we should go under 4.
Wouldn't interest rates get lowered if...
Right.
Yeah.
If inflation went down.
Well, there's there's so many things in play, down. But, you know, one of the things that's different... Down. Regardless of the interest rate, the other difference is we had a huge pocket of money that we had that we don't normally carry.
Exactly. We're using up that money.
The old school. So that to me, that's more critical than you're going to get fluctuations in that. Bank's interest number is I don't think it's going to move that much. But I think $1 million less in that.
1.4 million at 4%.
Yeah, right. So whatever it was.
For half a year.
So there we are. So that's why I 375, I think it's safer than the 4.
Yeah, and I think it's a good point to bring that up. Again, we sort of touched on it the last time, but it is a very good point to reiterate and get on the public record that we're just going to have less money through no fault of our own, because we needed to spend that grant, it's use it or lose it.
Right.
And so since we decided not to lose it, it's just going to be spent and not available, legitimately spent and not available to gain interest
for
us.
We had to spend it by the...
That's what I'm saying. We had to spend it.
Were there rules, Jill, regarding how we can spend interest on that money?
I'm sorry.
There were no rules regarding how we could spend the interest on that money, right?
Mm-mm. Well, there was talk about the interest had to stay with the money, but I, when I talked to the auditor, I couldn't find any. He didn't know about it. I couldn't find anything on it, so I couldn't find anything.
Nobody, when they did that bill, nobody even thought about it.
That's right.
Yeah.
And that money's all gone. If they try and get that, forget it. It's never going to happen. There isn't a municipality.
Just a second.
So then let's just go back to, so we want to go with 375, 350, or 375?
375. I'm good.
All right.
Yeah. So we've lowered it by 25.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a good point because, like you said, there's just going to be less to gain interest regardless of what the interest rates do. So even if you assume they were going
just following your thought of being conservative.
No, because even if you assume that the interest rates stay the same, just carrying that much less money in an interest bearing account, you're going to lose that much money at the end of the year.
It was 400. We changed it from 400. Last week we had it at 400, and now we moved it down to 375.
Yeah, but it's not changed on the sheet.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, gee, okay.
I think it's a good number. You look at it, it's 100 and change lower.
Yeah, not much.
Well, it's 20% less almost.
From last year, what we expect this year.
No better than the year that it's accumulating. But.
Okay, anything else on this?
I don't think there was anything else we were going to look at in particular.
No, that's it. We've got all the revenue.
So I'll make a motion that we approve the FY26 revenue in the amount of $5,761,583.
Do I have a second?
I'll trust your math. I'll second that.
Oh, if you scroll down, Jill, can we make sure your math is the same as my math? Yep.
Okay.
It's not really our math. It's Excel's math.
It's Excel's.
Should be reliable as long as
there's no. I was looking. I couldn't see a number. That's what I'm saying. Okay.
So did you make the second, Bob?
Yes, I did.
Okay. So motion made by Amanda and then seconded by Bob. Any further discussion? And.
So now we have to talk expenditures.
Yes.
So. Oh, can you?
What?
No, we would need to do expenditures and then the mill rate. Right?
Yes. Yes. So then all those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Oh, no.
What?
I lied. This is the non. I'm going to amend. Well, I'm going to reopen my motion.
I'll withdraw my second.
Well, we didn't finish the vote anyway. Okay.
Well, then I will amend my motion to say that's the revenue minus next year's property tax, not including the FY26 property tax levy.
Ah, yes.
So that's not going to change the revised revenue for 25.
Yeah, because that's all we're looking.
No, I just was trying to pass a number for 26.
Oh, okay.
But I guess we don't even.
Do you want to do that, or do you want to wait until Tuesday, since we obviously have to go on to Tuesday? Or do we not going
to? Yeah, I guess we're in consensus and we can use this to figure. We don't need to vote in order to use that bottom line that it is to figure out the next year's tax levy, right?
Correct.
We only have to vote after we figure out the tax levy.
All right, that's right. That's okay. That's really what we need.
True.
So never mind then. I withdraw my motion. Right. Too many steps.
Yeah.
Don't want to add them.
All right, so now we go to expenses.
I guess we do.
Now it comes to the big one.
Do you have
my numbers are not? I'm off by $25,000, and it's not. Doesn't seem to be the. Hold on, let me.
Not the.
Any of the obvious, if you will.
Not the contingency.
No, that was already in there.
I don't have these numbers.
No, you don't. So.
Can't figure that out.
Okay.
So, well, let's look at this part first. So the 25 numbers coming up up, if you will. Let's see. Revised number. Now we have to go down here. Right, so see, it's 24 million 26,231. So it's off by 25,000, and I've gone back and forth while everybody's talking, trying to look at all the revenues.
How do you know it's off by 25? Off by
But
25,000 from what?
what you just voted on for revised revenues for next for 25. It was you voted on 24,000, 1,000, right? 1,000. Hold
The
on.
sheet we voted on is
Oh, so
feeding.
I can't see what the header is for column E.
Would it be the 25,000 that the town?
No, it's not. That's the, I said it wasn't the obvious. It's not those because I just added them
Well,
up quick. It's not that.
think it ended in
Just,
77 cents.
I would have to go through.
yeah.
We have to go through all of
I'm
your
flipping back and
columns.
forth, and it's, yeah, it's not easy.
No, you have to go through all the other
So,
references.
column, what's column E on your sheet right now? What's that 24? That's
The heading of
revised.
column.
That, so that's adopted. E's
Revised
adopted.
FY25.
Well, at the top it's adopted, but once you go down, it's the revised.
Okay, so we're talking about the revised FY25 that's
Correct, correct.
not lining
Yep,
up right now.
yep. So,
Okay.
I mean,
So, well, why
I've
don't
undone
you?
formulas and redone formulas trying to see if that's the
All right.
situation, which it's not
So go to
there.
the top, go to the top. I'll read them off and we'll see what's wrong.
It's you're
So
going to look at the other sheet.
I'm going to
That's
look at the sheet that we just left. Or
okay.
actually,
Yep.
I can keep that one up on my screen and not
Okay,
even
perfect, perfect, perfect.
168,9405,190, 107, 108, 73, 802, 85,000, 1,000, 173,640,
It's the Board
13.
of Ed's unexpended at the give back. It should be 150, not 175.
Oh, there you
Oh,
go.
there we go.
Yeah, the total is
There we go.
175. Wow, that's catchy.
Good eyes.
There we go.
So now we're at 24,001,632,77.
Let's scroll down and see.
Yep. No, 63.
We won.
Yeah, that's close enough.
It's rounded.
It's close enough. I get 63,277, but whatever. It's
Wait a
good.
minute.
Yeah, it's not
Because
showing.
I don't have rounding. I have,
24,001.
that's rounded, so I'm sure it's right.
Right. That's exactly it. We're just in the budget document, they're whole numbers. So it is going to
Okay.
be, yep,
Yep.
exactly. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, they're all rounded.
So then we need to look at the proposed expenditures for
Yep.
FY26.
So what did we decide? I can go back to the other sheet about the telephone tax.
70,000.
Yep.
Okay. That's revenues. So the total, your bottom line there should be right now without the tax levy, 5,761,583. Yep. Okay. Right. So you have the proposed expenditures in here. Capital improvements 1,069, debt service 1,423. 321, Board of Selectmen 7,408,807, contingency. Did we vote on contingency or we
What?
did we vote on contingency for this?
You did.
We did
Yeah.
contingency. Okay. Okay. And then all right, so 27. Okay. So if we can you figure out what the mill rate would be if we went with this? These expenditures
What's
and the
the
revenue we just came up with that's non-tax revenue.
total? 764,110.
Thank you.
27,264,110.
110. Minus what our income is.
Well, It's more complicated than that.
Yeah, I know. No, but I mean, no, when you get there, just know this is like, these are proposed expenditures. We have our proposed revenue. So there's a difference between those. And then the mill rate is more complicated to figure out.
Right.
Yeah.
The actual getting the difference is fairly
right.
easy,
yes.
but then the mill rate is a little more complicated because of the weighting involved.
Yeah.
And
there's, what are they called? Exemptions.
Yes.
And there's the liability this year.
Yep, that we have to do because of the return of excess funds.
Which I might be able to plug this into my math from last year, but I don't know where I have
it. Oh, you saved the formula from last year.
Oh, it's a whole sheet on how to do it, but it pulls from other sheets, so
that'll have
I don't
to
have
be
that
updated.
Well, I can work. Yeah, I mean, I'll try and double check against hers before we approve it on.
It's the age-old technology telling Bob.
There's all these plug-in numbers that we have
yep.
to. You have to account for the 98% collection, and then there's
yep.
elderly and disabled exemptions, and then there's another one.
I'm coming up with 3527.
As the mill rate?
Correct.
And it's currently
3274. Yeah.
And so this was 35.
That 27.
2.53 mils.
Inflation.
Seven point seven percent mill rate increase.
That's just
2.53 mils.
2.53 yeah. mils, which is 7.7.
Yep. Which is close to what the inflation is, and then the differences that we had in revenue and changing.
And
the
there are differences. You have a significant increase in the capital budget.
Correct.
Yep.
Yes.
And we have a 300 some odd liability that's impacting our number.
Right.
Yep.
So all things considered, not too bad.
Yes. Right. Could be worse.
Well, yeah.
And we don't.
And I think that part of the challenge we're also going to have to explain this is because last year the mill rate was 3274, and because of a glitch in our, you know, what we thought the grand list was, we had to return money, so the effective mill rate would have been less than, you know, less
yeah.
than 3274.
Yeah.
I can forget what was that exact amount that we said the effective mill rate would be, and people are going to be aware of that,
uh-huh.
and we're going to need to
under 32.
Hmm.
It's right around 32, isn't it? It was lower than the.
It was a little below 32, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah. It's right around 32. 7
or something.
31.889.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, we couldn't do that.
So people will be asking about that. So it's something we need to be able, you know, to talk to because it's inflation and it's changes to what's the grand list is of some of the depreciation that we have to use. So what
and that's if, even with a better revenue than we anticipated having.
Well, here's
having.
Another thing to take a look
Honestly.
At too. So what is the actual increase in our budget ask compared to the ask for 25? Because I want to just see how that compares. The increase in the budget ask was more like what, 4%, 4.5, 5 or whatever.
Yeah,
well, we didn't know what it was combined. 873099.
4.8, was it?
The last year's budget is row E 25879 8873099 divided by 25873099. I get a 5.4% increase in the budget.
So the budget went up 5.4%. The mill rate went up 7.
Yeah, because of the liability.
Yep.
In part.
7.72%.
7.72. So it's
Yeah.
something we just need to explain because you're effectively asking people for 7.2% more.
But that's just the town proper. Now you have to also look at the debt has gone up and the capital. So you're looking when you're
Right.
looking.
This is a combined. We're
No,
looking
this is
at,
combined we're doing,
we're
Jill.
looking at the combined.
Yeah, we did the combined.
Okay.
Liability.
I did the 27 minus the 25. I did G minus F or G minus E, whatever. They're the same number.
Question for Rhea is another question about what's the liability?
Yeah, that's the difference between the 7.7 and the 5.4. You
It
said
was part of it.
The
It's part of.
liability itself is the monies that we still have unclaimed by people that we're going to give back as tax, reductions in their
Okay.
taxes. I'm one of them.
Yeah.
I'm getting
It,
like 350, and I think Rodney's doing, and some other people chose to go that
yeah,
way.
it's part of it. It's
So
not
that's
that
part of it.
364 right now.
Yeah, 364. Yep. We can reduce that by 1,500. Yeah. Whatever we approved at the last meeting on Tuesday. It's not going to
That's
get us
true.
anywhere.
Yeah.
1,200, 1,500.
Now, save somebody $1 on $1,000 worth of
I'm
property.
just
One
being a smart
person.
ass. That's all.
That's it.
Do we want to pull up and look up at the capital budget again? Can we look at the ca Do you have the capital budget, Jill?
I don't believe so. I can look.
Oh, we have it in the bottom.
I should do that
It's in
presentation.
there.
No.
And again, I will just caution folks, if you don't go, be careful when we start cutting capital because your guys already took quite a chunk out of it.
Now if they double in.
Yeah, and it's stuff, especially if
Oh,
you're deferring maintenance and things like that, you wind up
wait.
paying more.
Here we go.
Jill, can you bring up what do you have as the capital budget again?
Yeah, what was presented is not correct. Hold on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because it had the 24,000 that should have been taken out of there. So if you take what you have minus 24,000, it's 1,063. One second. 1,063.
One.
I'm sorry, 1,069 and $16. 1,069,016.
So where did the 24,000 come from?
It was taken out.
From which, do you know which line item?
Some
I mean, because
kind of,
the math does math.
yeah, I hold on.
I just don't remember
No,
which line
I
item.
can't tell you offhand exactly what it was.
Yeah, because we
Give me a
shuffled
second, I
backwards,
can look up
shuffled it up.
past minutes.
Okay, the excavators.
So that was out of the board of selectmen's side of the expenditures for Kappa or a total.
The 1,069 is the total.
And in the larger picture of the budget, that 25K wouldn't make much difference with the
No.
numbers that we're talking about. You'd want it to be precise with anything that we, send out. But as far as like our discussions now, so it
I
sounds
mean,
like,
the vehicles are the priciest stuff.
yep.
I mean, the firehouse pool, that's only 32, but at the same time, it's not a, it's a nice to have, it's not a necessity.
The which?
The battery operated rescue devices. Like, we need to replace the roof because it's literally leaking right now. That's non-negotiable. The re assessor's re-eval. Yeah, we could push that off to next year, but it's going to happen in the 5 years anyways. The highway excavator's up for potential, right?
Yeah.
Dump truck, it's at the end of its life, but, and we already split that in half. Senior center minivan. So it's a lot of vehicles. The town hall doors don't open and close, so that's a safety concern, so we can't get rid of that. Town hall vehicle, that's another vehicle. Modular office, that's non-negotiable. Heritage trail grant, that's non-negotiable because it's matched for a grant we already have. The Lyman Road Bridge construction.
You have to do it.
I feel like that's a non-negotiable because that's a major safety issue. We already cut it in half.
Right.
Center school HVAC assessment, those are assessments, those are coming. The energy management system at the Board of Ed, that's like a non-negotiable because it's already started failing.
Yeah, this is like all the stuff that is like maintenance on our physical.
But we do
plant.
Have, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 vehicles on this list. And I know we took some off already. How many did we take off already? But do you know, was it 2 or 3?
I'm looking at them. There's one.
I recall at least one.
Oh, was it the van?
Yeah, we moved the Board of Ed van to next year.
Board of Ed van.
The Kubota attachments were what the 24,000 that was removed.
Yeah, that was gone. I got that right.
The title of it was removed, but the dollars weren't. When you add it up, it didn't equal.
Okay. Yeah, they're not. It's not in here, but
no. But if you add those numbers together, they don't add up together correctly.
Oh, got it. Okay, so the total was just wrong.
Yep.
So, kind of on that, I think the only other discussion or like kind of possibility on anything was the dump truck. That
I think the dump truck was the one that was more of the grader. You guys take the grader out?
Yeah, that was one of the attachments that came off, right?
Yeah, we took that off. That was off of one.
But I think it was the mechanic, or Jim had talked to the mechanic, and he said maybe he could stretch it a little longer, but it's kind of like a, kind of.
Well, we've split that over 2 years.
That's why we split it.
Yeah, but.
And some of it you wind up.
That's not.
With the cost of the new truck to replace it is going to go up over that time period, plus any maintenance, that we do on this stuff.
I mean, the senior, well, no, I can't even say this out loud without sounding like a.
You
going to say the seniors that, huh?
So two things to consider, right? So you could consider pushing the entire dump truck expense to next year because I don't think we'll have the repeat of the energy management system and some of the other expensive items that we're biting off this year. So I think that may be something for you to consider. Is to push that 110 into next year's budget. So you're funding the whole truck next year.
Yeah, but Bobby, what is the bottom line for FY27 right now on there?
Millions.
I'm just saying you wind up
next year.
Yeah, 1,000,003.
Not including Board of Ed, though.
Right.
What's the Board of Ed 2027? That's on the next page, right? No?
Yep, I got that one.
You got to remember we pushed 85,000 into that too.
Yep.
I mean, because I feel like next year's is already. I mean, we haven't had that negotiation for next year, right? We didn't.
And this is part of the issue that we have here.
We just
we
keep
do
passing
this,
the buck.
We pass the buck year by year instead of coming up with a long term plan that we just stick to, because we've talked about in the past. We know we're going to be buying a truck. Why do we wait till that year and put it in, even if it's not a terribly expensive truck?
And we've got potential bonding.
And we have potential bonding. So this is where it gets frustrating for me, as we talked about this year after year, and we just haven't bit the bullet and, and just done it and sell it to the, public, or just say, I'm sorry, this part we can't change. I know it's expensive, but if you pile it up in the future, it costs you more than if we do it now and pay ourselves.
So next year's is 1,192,404.
Yeah, so it's already more than.
But I honestly don't know if that's a realistic number, because we really didn't work on next year's
capital.
Yeah. We pushed things over there, but we really didn't have a lengthy discussion about what we really need next year. And, as much, and I agree, right? It's great to have a long range plan, but that long range plan is always going to change because your priorities are going to shift from year to year. Unfortunately,
We don't even know what the priorities are to begin with that we can then work from to change them, as things change. And that's where I'm just not used to doing things this way from my own work and, you know, in industry. We always would have a plan. It was 5 years out, and we understood that the minute you put it together, it starts getting out of date. But at least we said, this is where we want to be in 5 years, and this is the route we think we're going to take. And then the next year, you take a look at it, and, you know, sometimes that route changes that you have to take to get there because the bridge is out, so you go and take a detour around it. But at least you know where you're going to get to. And I don't really understand the way we do things. You know, what is it that we actually want to do or be at in 5 years? How does this fit into a plan? And that's, you know, I think that's what the challenge is when we try to talk it about ourselves, is it just keeps coming out to, we'll shove it over to the next year and look like, oh, this is bigger than this year. It's going to be a pain. And then we shove that out another year and here we are again.
Well, because unfortunately, most of this is not part of a plan. Most of this is maintenance and repair.
Well, you still should have a maintenance cycle on things too, with the understanding that things have an expected life.
Well, and that's how they've been trying to put the items into this budget, and that's what we keep pushing off.
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying, is we know that we have to do maintenance or replace things on a certain schedule, and then we don't.
We just have massive, we have the Lyman Road Bridge, which is like a something you can't plan for. The HVAC system we knew was going to be an issue, but
some of this you could plan for from the point of view of you don't know where you're going to be spending money, but you do know over time that there's some sort of a pile of money you need every year that covers stuff, and it's probably close to the same amount every year. You don't know where it's going to happen to go, but you know that it's typically in around this much. Right. And that's some of the kind of planning that we need to do. It's like you can't predict where it is, but if you look over time, you know typically every year we wind up with this much altogether that we have to spend.
Well, we've talked about setting aside money in just a capital line item that can be used on anything, but then we always end up cutting it because...
Right,
we use it.
Well, you either use
it. We have used it. Yeah, we put it in here somewhere.
Well, this year we had some last year, but we moved it to help cover expenses this year. The other thing, you know, I don't know that we want to gamble on this, but, you know, we do have a grant out there to fund the van for the senior center.
Yeah, I was going to ask.
I don't have a response on that yet, but, you know, but that's out there. And we did get a response from...
A little time on that one to see if you can cut it.
I mean, and that's also the kind of stuff you could put out there with the understanding that's part of the plan. Does that happen to work out that way? So then at least it's part of the plan.
Right. So, we can't cut the van because we also have the $15,000 in ARPA funding, and we did get a response that we can actually use that as our match.
Right. That's good.
So if we get that transportation grant for the van will literally, you know, take nothing from taxpayer dollars to fund the van.
But we can't remove it, you're saying?
We don't have, I mean, you could gamble on that if you wanted, but I wouldn't. We don't have a grant response yet.
Right. So, I mean, either way, it's not going to reduce the mill rate for next year at this point.
Well, no.
We're also talking, you know, we're projecting ahead. We'll know, you'll certainly know in a month on the van. So, whether or not you're going to get it, I would think within 30 or some odd days, we have to set the mill rate.
Yeah, we need to set
for the public hearing. It's by next Tuesday for
public hearing. Okay, correct.
For the budget or for the final referendum. When's our drop dead date?
So before we do this, do you want to just?
I'm just trying to get a
No. I'm just saying because we just changed to over to start you to talk about the, you know, the budget calendar.
5:15.
Okay.
So by then we should.
No. 5:10. You have to have your budgets in.
Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Right. We've got a month.
Yeah. And we'll get input from the public and see what they say, hopefully.
So we just want to go with this for now? And
What we have, I think we've identified some large numbers. If push comes to shove, we could look at. And then, because we've been down the road, well, I've been on this board only second year, but I've been down
this, down the road.
I've been down this road a lot of times, and I always, if it doesn't pass, you're going to have to reduce it. So
don't take it out now. I think what we have in there is reasonable, with the understanding that we still have to tighten things up.
Yes, but I, as much as I am a fiscal conservative, I'm also a realist as to what's it going to take. I'm not sure for the budget to go forward. I think.
All right. I mean, we either have to cut trash pickup, right, on the town side, or we cut the ability to drive elderly folks around in a safe vehicle, or like we're at a point where something
is going to get
cut. At least on the town side, I'm assuming it's the same on the.
It is something. So I mean, and I, you know, if we have to make some moves, yeah, I can see some of these. I would go along with, but which I think would be. We can make them work, but.
Can I just remind everybody too, it's possible we may have insurance savings within the next 4 weeks. We still do not have dental and vision rates yet, so I still cannot do open enrollment. I am emailing them weekly. So it's possible we could have like a natural reduction there. It won't be a ton, but it could be something possible. No.
And this goes along with what, you know, I asked us to think about is being conservative about this and slightly over club expenses and slightly under club revenue. And then we can adjust. So I don't think we want to do it too much now because we don't have the additional information that can come in the next 4 weeks.
Thank you. That's exactly how I feel. And I'd rather bring this forward for discussion, what we have. This is what we have today, based on what we know today.
Well, right.
And we may be in better shape.
And you can explain to people that if push does comes to shove, there are things that we can do.
Right.
To, you know, pull some levers on here on the expense side.
Exactly.
So do we need to make a motion on what we're bringing to the public hearing?
Here's the thing, if we can get this done tonight, we don't have to meet next week.
Yeah.
On Tuesday or even.
We have to do Thursday.
And that gives Tim some more time to get things together for everybody.
Right.
Yeah, because I'd rather do that if we can, because I don't know what's going to change by Tuesday. So I just as soon avoid that meeting, spend another 10 or 15 minutes tonight.
I don't think anything of substance would change. So we have to move forward to what we're going to bring to the public.
All right. So I'll make a motion that we approve a fiscal year 26 budget to bring to public hearing in the amount of $27,264,110.
I'll second that.
Did I get that right, Jill? I hope.
Jill,
I wrote that
number
down.
Good. So let's have discussion. We have a motion and a second. We have a motion by Amanda with the budget amount, and
we have a second by Bob.
So any further discussion? Since we already beat it to death with discussion.
That's correct. Amanda's number is correct.
So then I will ask for a vote on the budget number for next year, the total expenditures.
And we don't need to vote on the revenue because it just has to match.
Yeah, because it just has to, you know, we just have to figure that it comes out in this budget. So all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. So everybody here said aye. Chris, I couldn't see or hear your picture's not showing.
I'm not sure.
Aye.
Okay, so we got all the voting members of the committee present have signified yes, so that leaves no abstentions or nays, and just I'm not a voting member, just as a reminder. Okay, so we got the revenue. The expenditures, rather, the total budget.
Well, all of it for now.
Yeah. Yes. This is voted just to take to the public hearing. Do we need to do anything with the.
Just have to vote on the revised calendar of when it had to be in the town clerk's office. I knew if you went to the 15th, there'd be no way I'd have it for the morning, even part of the afternoon.
Which is part of why I was trying to push this, because you and I have been talking offline about the challenge if we wait until next week to get this all put together in time for the public hearing.
Correct. So it's just the 17th. The only thing that's different is the 17th versus the 18th for the town clerk information. That's the only difference. And should vote on it. It'd be better safe than sorry.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying this is just, I just wanted to figure out where we are on the
15th
and the agenda. So it's the budget calendar date changes. So we're going to take out our special meeting that we had on 15th. The 15th. So that's one amendment.
Okay.
And then you said to file it with the town clerk on what day, Jill?
The 17th versus the 18th. I gave you one sheet where it crosses out the 18th, puts in the 17th.
That's what you have it on there, is filing it.
That's what we have on
there. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm just looking at this.
Yeah. So it's corrected already.
So this is what I'm going by, is it's already correct then, except for the full page budget calendar is correct, except for not having a meeting next week on Tuesday. So you want to delete that from the.
I'll make a motion that we approve the budget calendar as presented, but remove our special meeting on April 15th.
I'll second it.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
You guys are hogging all the motions in seconds. And they give Rhea a chance, give Chris a chance. It's like, okay, so any further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Mr. Connolly? I didn't hear you.
I didn't think I needed to abstain on that one.
No, I just, no, you said aye, correct?
Yes.
Okay, just wanted to make sure. So then it's approved. Now it's approved unanimously by the voting members of the committee, the budget calendar. And then our last item, discussion on public communication and outreach. And I know Amanda had gotten some info over to Tim, who's our intern, who's putting together the presentations.
Yeah, so he's just going to need these updated numbers, Jill, if you can send the stuff to him and the mill rate so he can build that into the presentation. And the one pager. And then I did not update the budget calendar for Canva, but I will do that and get that on social media so that people can see it.
And Tim will be in tomorrow to work on this stuff.
Okay, awesome.
Any further discussion on public communication / outreach? I'm not seeing anybody, and I know everybody would love to get out of here, so I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'll so move.
Rhea?
Second.
Motion made by Bob Moore to adjourn, seconded by Rhea. We will call ourselves adjourned at 8:44.
Good night. All right,
thank you, everyone. Good night.
Well, everyone.
Good night.